When I was 21, I pledged my life to the service of our people, and I asked for God's help to make good that vow.
God save the Queen. She ain't no human being. There is no future. And England's dreaming.
The Sex Pistols from England released God Save the Queen. The song was banned from the BBC airwaves. The Pistols were threatened with criminal obscenity charges and denounced in Parliament. Punk rock would soon punk out. It was summer 1977. However tenuous the future, the Fonz and Laverne and Shirley were on our television sets helping us relive the always safe past. This is Tom Murphy. Come on along, relive that summer of 77 with us on The Great American Summer. The most popular album in the summer of 1977 was Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. 8 million copies sold, and it provided the number 4 song in the Great American Summer Survey, Dreams.
Dreams went number one on my birthday in Atlanta at the Omni. And it was just real exciting.
One thing I remember about 77, it was a super summer for movies. That was the first Rocky and Star Wars and Close Encounters.
I was into concerts then. Guess I had more time. You know who I really loved? Barry Manilow, for sure.
There you are, looking just the same as you did last time I touched you. And here I am, close to getting tangled up inside the thought of you. Do you love him as much as I love her?
My record deal started off with Bell. I was just making some demonstration records to show off my songwriting ability. And I sang the songs that I was demonstrating, and Bell Records bought the whole package, singer, songwriter, the whole thing. I really wasn't that crazy to become a performer. I really didn't have any eyes to do that, no ambitions to be a performer or a singer. I was just demonstrating my songs.
Looks Like We Made It, Barry Manilow, one of the summer's biggest hits. Summer tops on the 1977 movie screens, Annie Hall, Smokey and the Bandit, Rocky, Star Wars, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. In a moment, we'll add the beat to our memories and relive those crazy but great dances of summer's past when the great American summer continues.
It was a great American summer. The great American time of the year. It was a great summer. The great American summer is here.
You once, twice, three times a lady.
We come here as women who earn 58 cents for every dollar earned by men, who are still afflicted by marriage laws designed for a person and a half, who are the pool of overqualified, underpaid labor on whose backs this economy is built, and especially this city.
In the great American summer of 78, the battle was heating up. Gloria Steinem and the ERA advocates were trying to explain that being called a lady ain't no big thing. In fact, it can be considered insulting. But the Commodores weren't listening.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of
There's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. Pains. You've made my life worth living for. And if I had to live my life over again, dear, I'd spend each and every moment. You're once, twice, three times a lady.
I used to think it was going to be a problem about writing, you know, because I used to think that you had to go back home to write. But it got to the point where I found out that with the pace happening like it's happening, you have to know how to write anywhere.
The Commodores and Three Times a Lady, number 9 on our survey of hit songs from Great American Summers. And these are the Rolling Stones with the number 12 summer song, Miss You. President Jimmy Carter signed the Panama Canal Treaty, turning over ownership of the U.S. constructed and operated passageway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans to the Panamanian government. On July 25th, Louise Joy Brown was born in London. Baby Louise, as she was dubbed by the press, became the world's first test tube baby, conceived in the laboratory, implanted in her mother's womb, and delivered normally 9 months after conception. In September, an historic gathering of three world leaders became known as the Camp David Summit. At the presidential retreat in Western Maryland, Jimmy Carter played mediator and counsel as Egypt's Anwar Sadat and Presidents Menachem Begin hammered out details for peace between the two countries. In November, the world was stunned by the mass suicide of the hundreds of followers of the Reverend Jim Jones in Guyana. And that summer, the U.S. Supreme Court made a landmark ruling that became known as the Bakke decision.
This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. And it's taking you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to think that it was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy. But you're trying
Summer Tops and Pops for 1978, Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty, Night Fever and Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. TV shows that scored the highest ratings were 60 Minutes, MASH, Charlie's Angels, and Three's Company. In the movies, we watched Saturday Night Fever, Grease, The Goodbye Girl, Midnight Express, and Heaven Can Wait. Coming up, memories of 1979 with Donna Summer on The Great American Summer.
So let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance tonight.
The summers of 78 and 79 were the great American disco summers. America's beaches and nightclubs were reverberating to the disco beat. Few pop music fads so dominated a society. Ethel Merman, Arthur Fiedler, Barbra Streisand, and Mickey Mouse were all caught up in the craze, and each made a disco record. Disco took its first step, however, some summers earlier, with this Van McCoy hit in 1975. Coincidentally, or because of McCoy's hit, a 25-year-old Bostoner returned from Europe and recorded this unprecedented 16-minute, 50-second disco smash. But it was the summer of 1978 when the vision of a record promoter named Neil Bogart took the smoldering disco fad and set it aflame. He produced an album featuring Donna Summer and built a movie around it. Thank God It's Friday was but a modest movie success, but it was an enormous record success. And Donna Summer and disco were launched.
Disco is back.
The undisputed queen of our disco summers was this summer named Donna, number one in 1979.
There's one thing I'd like people to say about me, I guess it is that they love me. And that I'm just like the girl next door. You know, someone they knew all their life and they grew up with. Not a star in the sense that I'm affected by whatever it is that I do. I view my life like that of a doctor's. I go to work and singing is my profession, but I also have a private life. And I don't feel any more important than a doctor or than a secretary in reality for myself. So it keeps me very down to earth.
In the summer of 1979, Donna Summer rocks out with Bad Girls, and critics are amazed that her range goes beyond disco. The Blues Brothers, Dan Elwood Aykroyd and John Jake Belushi, hit the top and decide to make a movie. John and Yoko purchase 103 dairy cows for their farm in upstate New York. Disco roller skating sweeps the nation, and Sister Sledge keeps it in the family and celebrates with a hit.
We are family. Get up, everybody. States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Both the Associated Press and United Press International, in a report from Los Angeles, say actor John Wayne has died at the UCLA Medical Center. Wayne was 72 years old.
We'll celebrate the first summer of the new decade, the 80s, with Olivia Newton-John and Christopher Cross when the great American summer continues.
The king of rock and roll, 42-year-old Elvis Presley, suddenly died of what doctors believe was respiratory failure this afternoon. Anita Helk has a complete report from the Baptist Hospital in Memphis.
There are probably several hundred people in front of Baptist Hospital. They all can't believe that Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, is dead.
Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977. The news was a real shock. The first time I heard about Elvis Presley was through some of the girls in my high school in St. Paul, Minnesota. One of the girls collected rhythm and blues records just like I did and was a fan of Johnny Ace, the Midnighters, the Drifters, and Fats Domino. She showed me a copy of That's All Right Mama on the Sun label during social studies. The name Elvis Presley sounded very unusual to me at the time. I found out that Elvis was about to make his first network television appearance on CBS on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey stage show. January 28th, 1956. I'll never forget that night.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get it ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoe. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry their own. So, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. Well, I'm so lonely, I could die.
During May of 1956, I saw Elvis in person on Mother's Day in St. Paul. I was invited backstage, and we exchanged words about music and the impact of this new sound called rock and roll. It's kind of ironic when I look back on my first meeting with him. It was raining outside the auditorium before and after the show in 1956. When Elvis died, I was on my way to San Diego with my family for a brief vacation. It was raining when I heard the news on the radio. I miss Elvis. I feel we should remember him in a way that reflects his music and special charm. He gave us many happy and memorable times through his records, movies, and live performances. If Elvis could be with me right now, I'd say thanks. Thanks for being with us when we were growing up. We love you, and keep on rocking. This is Jim Pewter, remembering the sadness of the great American summer, 1977.
Thank you and good night.
Bring all your dreams alive.
The 1980 movie Xanadu never quite caught on. The magic was in the soundtrack by ELO and the star of Xanadu, Olivia Newton-John.
The movie's basically about it. I was one of the nine daughters of Zeus who inspired poets to write poetry and musicians to write music and et cetera, et cetera. So I come to Earth to inspire this young man to make his dream come true.
The rock and roll waters were full of disco hits. Christopher Cross went sailing through with a non-disco sound and caught a gold record and several Grammy Awards.
Not far down to paradise, at least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me, it's not far to Never Never Land. Reason to pretend, and if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me.
Summer tops on America's movie screens in 1980, Airplane, Kramer vs. Kramer, The Blues Brothers, Coal Miner's Daughter, and The Rose. I'm Tom Murphy, and this is The Great American Summer.